It's More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And if you've been paying attention, you've probably noticed that I'm spending a lot of time on LinkedIn these days. And it's not just because it's fun, because I do find it interesting, but it's good for my business. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And so I've invited Karen Yankovich to join me. She's the CEO of Uplevel Media. She's the host of Good Girls Get Rich podcast. She's a LinkedIn strategist and speaker dedicated to empowering women entrepreneurs. With more than 30 years of experience in tech, marketing, and customer relations, she merges her expertise with a passion for guiding women to take charge of their destiny. She specializes in leveraging LinkedIn and PR strategies to help her clients become thought leaders, fostering wealth creation and impactful personal branding. Karen, welcome to the show.
Oh, I am so excited to be here with you today, Lorraine.
I'm so excited to have you because, like I said, I am definitely enjoying LinkedIn, and that's a sweet spot for you. I know why I love it. Tell me what you enjoy about the platform.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal. I mean, I am a little bit older than LinkedIn and social media. My background in sales is relationship selling, right? Like I have always understood the power of a collaborative experience where selling isn't, you're not selling something, you're just like creating a solution that works for everyone, right? So that comes down to the relationships that you build. And, you know, when social came about, the world got so crazy, it got so noisy, we needed to be on all these platforms. And, you know, as a solopreneur, maybe that sounds exciting because we had the same reach that Pepsi has because we can use the same social media sites that they have. And then we soon find out that Pepsi has a team of 5,000 that manages their social media, right? And we're up till 2 o'clock in the morning trying to be all things to all people. So, you know, what I found was even when I started doing online marketing, I was pulling everybody to LinkedIn though, even though I was helping them with marketing in general. I was like, yeah, but people want to know more about you. And, you know, when there's a lot of different ways you can market your products and services out there, and I am not here to help to undo whatever it is that you're a genius at, right? I want you to stay in your zone of genius. And I want you to think about the biggest, fattest, juiciest opportunity in that zone of genius, and then go over to LinkedIn and meet the kinds of people that can sign that $10,000 or $50,000 contract so that you can pay people to do all the other things you think you need to be doing. So to me, you know, spending some time on LinkedIn is just, it's simply where all the money is. In fact, I have one client that I'm working with right now, and you know, she's like, I'm really tight on time. And I said, honestly, I really want to tell you to post and do all these things. But if I had to give you one thing to do right now, it's just go into LinkedIn every day for 15 minutes and engage on conversations. She's already done the work with a great profile. She's already established herself as a thought leader. Now she's just got to get that profile in front of people. So for 15 minutes a day, she's going to start to show up and build relationships. And honestly, that is where the big, fat, juicy contracts happen. So, you know, you sell pens, you can go on over to Pinterest or Instagram and sell one pen at a time. I think going over to LinkedIn, let's find you a distributor that wants to buy 5,000 of your pens to put in their stationery stores.
Absolutely. Okay, so you've got me sold, and clearly I agree with you that there's higher caliber conversations. And also, I think people are on LinkedIn because they're interested in business.
Well, it's all business. It's all business. It's the only platform that is all business.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want to engage. You've convinced me I can do it 15 minutes a day.
Yep.
How should I spend my time and spend it well in that 15 minutes?
Oof. Well, I mean, listen, there's some pre-work that you have to do, right? I think that there's some work you have to do up front so that you can put yourself in a position of spending 15 minutes a day. Like, for example, I want you to have a great profile. And a profile, by the way, you know, I love that LinkedIn tells us, wow, you've got a great profile. But all they really check is, did you fill in all the blanks, right? I want you to have a profile that speaks to your ideal, whoever it is that's going to sign that big, fat, juicy contract, right? So I want there to be keywords. I believe with some pre-work, some upfront work, we could make our LinkedIn strategies magnetic. And instead of, and what we don't see that, right? What we see is all these people out there pitching on LinkedIn. I don't ever want you doing that. There is never a reason to do cold outreach on LinkedIn. done properly, you can create a strategy. Again, some of the work has to get done up front to create a profile with the right keywords and a strategy to get you in front of the right people, PR being a big piece of that. But then creating a strategy that's more magnetic so that people are starting to find you and start to see you as a thought leader and are ready to give you their investment in your time, in their time and or money.
Okay. I've revisited my profile. I have changed the focus from it being a laundry list of everything I've done to telling some better stories about who I am and what some of my successes are. And now I have a clear idea of who I really want to meet. How do I go about finding them? How do I go about creating my messages so they get in front of them without invading their inbox?
Oh my gosh, such a good question. You know, there's so many ways to do this. You know, Lorraine, we live, you know, on the other side of the pandemic, right? We learned that that virtual networking works. We've got lots of opportunities to go to virtual conferences, virtual summits, and you know, there's some pretty powerful people that are speaking at those. And, you know, that's a great way to start. Like I speak on LinkedIn. Okay. I speak on LinkedIn and I'm speaking at conferences and virtual conferences all the time. And I can tell you that I can count on one hand how many times people before the conference connect with me and say, really look into your talk on this conference, at this conference, right? It doesn't happen. And if they did, I will remember them. Right. So instead of sending out spam, start to connect with the people that you are already interacting with. You're going to this event because you think that there's people there you want to learn from. Start building relationships with those people. Be really intentional. Maybe you belong to a chamber of commerce or you belong to even a Facebook group, right? You don't need to connect with everybody, but you're spending some time there. So you must think there's some value there. Spend some time going through the Chamber of Commerce directory, pick out 20 people that you think you really want to meet. And then your outreach is, hey, we're both members of, you know, the Princeton Regional Chamber of Commerce. I see that you're doing this. I'm new. I'd love to hear your experience and I'd love to get to know more about you. I mean, there's no end of those kinds of things. And you can, frankly, you can create them. You can join an organization specifically to do just that. And it's a whole heck of a lot cheaper than, you know, an ad campaign to cold people, right? You can spend $300, join an organization, and now you have that directory, that big, fat, juicy directory that you can do. But the key here, Lorraine, is not to connect with everyone, to just be really intentional and do some research ahead of time. You know, there's three types of contacts that I like to see my students building on LinkedIn. One is, of course, who might buy from us? Who might be that ultimate person that wants to get a contract? But that's not really where we put the focus because I like that magnetic strategy, right? The other two categories are who else has an audience of people that are similar to the audience you want to reach? And are you, those conversations are now, here's what I do, who do you know, right? So if you're an accountant and you join this Chamber of Commerce, like build relationships with the other members of the chambers that can refer you to people, right? That you're not really looking for them. Obviously, it'd be great if they want to be your client, right? But that's not really what the goal is. The goal is to kind of start to build that one to many. And then that third category is who are the journalists and the podcast hosts and the TV hosts that talk about what you do? And are you building relationships with them? You know, maybe you're a real estate agent. You should know every single person that writes about real estate in 100-mile radius and maybe even more, right? And they should know you because it's not really about who you know. It's about who knows you, right? So having that strong personal brand and P.S. these journalists, it's so easy because they're prolific, right? You find an article that they've written, you drop it into LinkedIn and you say, you add your point of view, and then you send them a connection request saying, loved your recent article. You may have noticed I just shared it with my network. I'd love to be connected to you and learn more about what it is you look for, you know, because this is my favorite topic. So there's those three categories are the three categories. If you're consistently building out your network across those three places, but when I say consistently, I'm talking 5 people a week, not 5 people a day or 100 people a day, like 5 people a week. If you're doing this, but the important word is consistently, that's where that magnetic strategy will start to come into play. That's where your magnet starts to get stronger.
Everything that you're talking about doing on LinkedIn is exactly what I taught 20 years ago when I taught classes in face-to-face networking. It's all the same strategy.
It is exactly the same thing.
You do not need to meet every person in the room, but you've got to find those connections and have meaningful conversations.
And you know what? And there's a long game. There's a short game, but there's also a long game, right? As you have these meaningful conversations in the back of your mind, if they say, "Oh, I'm so busy. I came to this thing, but you know, we're leaving for Disney World tomorrow, and I'm really excited because my 5-year-old's never been there. Whatever. Write that down. And in 6 weeks, reach back out and say, "I just saw a Disney commercial. It reminded me of that conversation we had 6 weeks ago. How's everything going?" Right. So if you do this in this micro targeted way, not number one, it works, but number two, you're not swamping yourself. Like if I say to you, make a list of 50 people that you want to reach out to, if you reach out to all 50 people on Tuesday, you're going to swamp yourself. You're never going to follow up. So reach out to 5 this week and 5 next week and 5 the week after, and just keep that ball rolling. Like you brush your teeth, like just do it every week. And you know, you'll see your magnet start to work. And that, I mean, who doesn't want that, right? Like who doesn't want that? We want, you know, I have a student, another student that I'm working with right now. You talked about how did she find people, right? So she was like, she really wanted to find corporations that, and I won't talk about the specific piece of the corporation, but they're corporate people. And then frankly, it was at cold outreach. So what we did was we created an idea for a white paper. And I said, reach out to 50 people that are your ideal clients and tell them you want a quote for them for your white paper. So she did a brilliant job on this. The white paper just came out recently. She did a brilliant job on it. So now she got like a few video interviews, a bunch of quotes, like written quotes. Now that she's built actual relationships with these people. So now she's kind of following up with, okay, now this exists. By the way, it can exist every year now, right? Now she can update this every year. But now she's got a bunch of people. She can say, let's get on the phone and see how we can leverage this white paper for both of our sakes, right? So now it's furthering the relationship. But in addition to that, I was on LinkedIn over the weekend and I'm always keeping an eye on, you know, the people I work with and what their conversations are. And I saw in her post, somebody jumped in and said, "I love the work you're doing. I'm doing this blah, blah, blah event. And I think I want to incorporate you and your company into this event. Can we talk?" So of course I took a screenshot of it and sent it to her. I'm like, this is it. This is your magnet. It's now working, right? Like it just, because she created that white paper, she's showing up as that thought leader, right? And it was completely created. This entire thing was completely created for the purposes of her getting on the phone with the kinds of people she wanted to get on the phone with on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. And I have seen people do that. I've seen people create entire podcasts just to get them those conversations.
Yep.
It all boils down to knowing who you want to talk to and getting a small list that you actually engage with. You know, Karen, I could talk to you forever. But I'm going to put a pin in it here. I'm going to encourage anybody who's listening. There'll be a link to your website, but I really think they should reach out and connect with you on LinkedIn.
I would love that.
I think they will learn a lot along the way. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
This was fun. If you are looking for other resources for your business, be sure to check out our toolbox. Look for MTFW wherever you listen to podcasts. Listen to 2 episodes, they're short, and share one with a friend. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words.